We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Johnny White, CEO of American Society of Appraisers. Johnny, what is the American Society of Appraisers?
It's a not-for-profit organization that have members all over the world, approximately about 6,000 of them.
Wow. Where are you from originally?
Washington, D.C.
And how many brothers and sisters?
I am the oldest of three.
All right. 8 to 14, what was going on with you?
Well, 8 to 14, I was a nerd. I was always into technology. That was my thing.
How about sports? What kind of sports were you playing?
Unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to play sports.
How come you didn't have the opportunity to play in sports?
My parents had divorced when I was around 8 years old, so I immediately became the leader of the family, so I didn't have the time to go play sports.
When you say you became the leader of the family when your parents got divorced, who'd you go live with, mom or dad?
Living with my mom.
Uh-huh.
Were you told to become the leader, or did you assume the role?
I assumed the role.
Why?
Because I saw my mother was struggling. She had to work, and unfortunately, the hours of her working was late.
How old were you when you made that decision?
At 8.
So what's it like for an 8-year-old to take over the leadership of a family?
It's hard because you stop being a kid, and you become an adult pretty quickly. So I had to figure out how to support my mother from a financial standpoint.
Wait. You're 8 years old. You're trying to figure out how to support your mother?
Yes, I was.
Tell us about that. What do you mean?
I felt that, we weren't making, or she wasn't making enough money to support all the things that we require as kids. So I took it upon myself to do odd-in jobs, working at a grocery store, being a bag person, to having
all right,
my own
I got a question.
Paper route.
How did this sense of deep responsibility, how's that playing out nowadays in your role as the CEO of the American Society of Appraisers?
I think it plays a huge role in that, and that is that in this organization, I have become a leader. I am the leader. And same as I was as a kid, I have staff and I have members that I have to take care of.
Uh-huh. Good. Tom, what do you think?
So that's a obviously traumatic type of event. You obviously led your, you've got two siblings. What's the leadership trait that you take away from that experience that you bring with you to work as a CEO of the association?
Well, my brother and sisters, they were, totally opposite individuals. So it was a lot of conflict management that I had to do. And I find that I have to do that today. And in an organization where you have 6,000 members, there's a lot of personalities. And I find myself doing a lot of conflict management. Each of them are my own kids.
And you were complaining a lot, right, to your brothers and sisters at the time that you had to take on this leadership role, and they were hearing you complain a lot about it.
Interesting.
I did not complain.
No, I didn't complain. I feel as a leader, you should not let them see you sweat. So I was in that type of role. I didn't have my siblings see when things were not good or things were,
Daniel?
Bad.
What do you think, Daniel?
So, Johnny, you were a nerd at a very young age, and I'm curious, how did you get money to get a computer that young?
Well, first of all, let's talk about that computer. It wasn't a fully equipped computer. I was able to take parts and build a computer. So, taking these odd-in jobs, using the mainframe, the CRT, the keyboard and stuff, and put it together. So that's how I was able to put that together.
How does playing with computer at a young age influence your career forward and relates to who you are today?
It's all about innovation. For me, I wanted to build the next best thing from a computer standpoint. So as you look throughout my career, as I go into an organization, I'm trying to figure out the best way to incorporate innovation to make the organization better.
Peter?
Well, leadership isn't just about making sure everybody gets along. How do you go about making the tough decisions?
Well, that's a hard one. You have to live with those decisions. Not everyone's going to be happy. I unfortunately have to deal with that every day with the organization I'm with, because we have different types of backgrounds, different types of personalities. But it all falls back to, you want to make a decision that's going to be best for the entire organization, and that's kind of how I look at it.
I understand that as a kid you didn't have time to do sports because you were taking care of the family, because mom and dad were divorced when you were 8. And I'm wondering if you have time for sports nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I love sports. I love to attend sporting events, and I love to play sports.
What kind of sports?
I play basketball, golf,
tennis. What's your role with this basketball stuff nowadays?
Yeah, so, the last 5 years, I got into this league, and I built a team. I recruited individuals that I know in the industry and said, hey,
you
come
built
and play
a team.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? You're always involved with building teams. It sounds like your brother and sister, this organization of appraisers, now a basketball team. What's your role on the basketball team? What position do you play?
I play the point guard.
What's the personality trait you bring to playing point guard?
It's that supportive trait. As a point guard, you're leading the team and you're giving the ball to those that, you know, is going to be able to make that shot, or you take it upon yourself and make the shot.
Is there a parallel between that and being, it says here you're the CEO of the American Society of Appraisers, and being a point guard?
Absolutely.
What's the similarity?
You have to know when to be a leader and when to allow others to be leaders, and that's what I'm doing within the organization. There's expertise that's within this organization, and there are times where we need those expertise. I'm allowing them to be the leader. Same thing with a point guard. I'm going down the court, and, you know, I got a guy on me. I'm going to try to find that guy that's open. I'm giving him the opportunity to be leader at that point.
Uh-huh. So I understand that, you know, you had, you really put your nose at a grindstone when you were a kid, and nowadays, you know, you're the head of this association. It sounds to me like you got a pretty good self-esteem. You don't need to take all the credit. Where'd that come from?
That really came from my mom. She's a very passionate person, but she wasn't the type that always would want to be in front and center. Again, I think taking that same philosophy, you know, when to be leader and not be a leader, and that's what I take to this organization.
So your mom knew when to step out front. She knew when. So that's interesting. You learned that from your mom.
Yep. What's the anchor that you have in your life for getting through these challenges and the adversity that you've had?
I would say it's my own family. I have two kids, a son and a daughter, and my wife. I think that's been my anchor to keep me going.
And talk to me about, you've got a full life. You've got this new free time to do some more sports that you didn't get to do as a kid. You're running this association. You got a family. Time management is obviously a critical component of how you get through the day, I assume. For those who can't see, because you're listening on the radio, you're wearing two watches. Does that inform how you maneuver your day?
Somewhat. I do have two watches. I call one a timepiece because I love watches, and then I call the other technology, that innovation part of me. And I use the timepiece to tell time, then I use my smartwatch to keep up with all the technology.
When you were a little kid, did you have a watch?
No, I did not have a watch when I was a kid.
When did you know you wanted a watch? How young were you?
Actually, it was when I was probably in the 19, about 19 years old.
What's that watch? What do the two watches represent to you?
My timepiece represents success. My smartwatch represents who I am as a nerd.
Tell us a little bit about that.
In terms of
your relationship to him, how he shaped you.
I'm sorry, what?
How he shaped you, your dad.
Oh, my dad. My dad is actually a gentleman that has a great personality. Everyone likes him. Everyone wants to be his friend. And I saw that as a person that I wanted to be too. I wanted to have a personality that's contagious. And I would say that I've taken that from my father.
Right.
When you applied for this gig as the CEO of the American Society of Appraisers, you told us about what happened in the interview. Would you repeat that, please?
Sure. So I went through the recruitment process for this organization, and I think what really stood out amongst all the candidates was my personality. They were very, very comfortable talking to me, working with me, and they thought that my personality would be perfect for all the different type of members that we have with the organization. Mm-hmm.
If the 10-year-old version of you was sitting across the mic from you, what would you tell him right now?
It's going to be tough, but you're going to make it.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
It's, you know, being a nerd, it was rough back then as a kid. You weren't. You know, I didn't get the opportunity to do all the different sports stuff. I didn't get picked a lot of times on a lot of those teams. I didn't get the prettiest girl. So as time went on, it was mm-hmm. rough going through those times.
What's the website address, the American Society of Appraisers?
It is appraiser.org.
Let me have that one more time.
Appraisers.org.
We've been speaking with Johnny White, CEO of American Society of Appraisers, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. to learn more about our executive leaders, and we will be back in a moment right after this break.
Nice job. Good job.